the theme music can only mean one thing, and that means that Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, is with us. Todd, you know, call me crazy if you'd like to. There's a lot of going around these days. But the budget showdown in Washington really kind of, for me, echoes what's going on in Wisconsin, i.e., we have an ideological battle going on. There's a strong protest from one of the sides, but in the end, everyone's going to have to come back to the table and negotiate a deal and get through it one way or the other. One side's going to have to give in and go from there. And that seems to be what's going on with the budget as well. At some point, they have to pass something.
They do, and probably sooner rather than later, because both sides say they don't want a government shutdown, which, if there is not an agreement, is the consequence of all this that's going on. The two sides are still pretty far apart as we go into this next week, Celeste. The last time they kicked the can on funding the government through September 30th, they gave themselves through March 18th. So they have this week, and they have next week, but right now the two sides are very far apart. Here's where it stands as we go into a new week of negotiation and some interesting votes in the Senate. The House has passed, of course, a bill cutting $61 billion. We know that. So that's on record. Democrats all voted a couple of weeks ago on that thing I just mentioned. To avoid a shutdown, everyone passed $4 billion in cuts. And the White House has said that Democrats are willing to cut another $6.5 billion. So look at the difference then between $61 billion, which is what Republicans are on record passing in the House, and what Democrats have supported, which is about 11, right? 6.5 plus 4, 10.5, 11. That means that the two sides are $50 billion apart. And people are starting to dig in their heels now. Listen to Democratic Congressman Dick Durbin from Illinois. He's the assistant majority leader. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday when asked how much further he's willing to go to meet the Republicans halfway on spending cuts.
I think we push this to the limit. To go any further is to push more kids out of school, to stifle the innovation which small businesses and large alike need to create more jobs, and it stops the investment in infrastructure, which kills good-paying jobs right here in the United States.
Well, obviously, you put job killing on any proposal, and that's pretty much the mark of death, right? I mean, but what he's really talking about is a shutdown of the government. This is something we were talking about before. Then they passed a two-week extension
right
on the budget, which even that was a mystery whether they were going to get that going. But we're going to come to the end of that 2 weeks at some point, and they've got to pass a bill, or we again start talking about shutting down the government.
Sure, and they can always go for another 2 weeks if they want to. And frankly, that's good for Republicans. If we get to the end of this two-week little session with no agreement and they pass another 2 week, you know, Congress can do whatever they want, Celeste. They can pass another 2 week or another 4 week or another 6 week extension if they want to. And every time they do it, it makes Republicans look good because the entire Republican agenda in Congress is to cut spending. So every time they pass a little bill that cuts a few billion here, a few billion there, it makes them look like they're fulfilling their agenda. Indeed, they are fulfilling their agenda. But Democrats are unlikely to let that happen. And of course, it's about more than just the number. We talked about a little bit about this last week. There are about 100 policy riders also that Republicans want that was in that bill that cut $61 billion in the House. Some of them are very ideological, and some of them just tie the administration's hands, preventing the president from fulfilling parts of the Clean Air Act at EPA, defunding the health care reform bill known to Republicans as Obamacare. There are half a dozen abortion riders that several conservative Republicans say they will vote no unless they're all in there. The defunding of Planned Parenthood being the biggest one, and it's hard to imagine the president even considering signing that. So the two sides are very far apart, and I want to bring you up to date quickly on what's going to happen tomorrow. Harry Reid is going to put two bills on the Senate floor. One bill is going to cut $61 billion like the Republicans want. The other bill is going to cut $11 billion like Dick Durbin wants. Both of those things are going to fail because Harry Reid says we have to show the rest of the Congress, we have to show the Tea Partiers and John Boehner's hard right that are driving him away from us, that their version just doesn't have the votes to pass. People have to come to the middle. People have to compromise. Like you say, Celeste, nobody wants to compromise, and it's got the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, in a very difficult political position right now.
But Todd Zwillick, explain this to me, because very often, I mean, for people who watch Washington, like you and I do, where we're really used to these ideological debates going forward when they first propose a budget, right? I mean, people
sure
are always trying to attach stuff off that has more to do with policy and ideology than it has anything to do with the budget. And then it gets hashed out in committee, and eventually they pass a budget, which is basically protects the basic entitlements like Medicare and Social Security, leaves alone defense spending, right? This is what we're used to.
And
you know, the other little tiny things maybe get tinkered with, but for the most part, the budget stays essentially the same. Could it actually be that this time the ideological debate will continue until there's a real change in our budgetary policy?
Well, this is a slightly different fight than what you're talking about, because they're only talking about getting to September 30th. This isn't even the big, great big fight that's around the corner on entitlements, on Medicare and Social Security. In a way, this is an easier fight than we're going to have, or an easier discussion than we're going to have. And whether a lot of this stuff falls away, I don't know the answer to that, but it's clear that a lot of the folks on the right who were empowered in this last election, who won big, are really feeling their power, and they're really putting a lot of pressure on Speaker John Boehner. That's why I think a lot of this ideological stuff is in there, and that's why the cut in the House was such a big number. John Boehner didn't want to cut that much at first, but he is being leaned on hard by the Tea Party. There were Tea Party leaders a couple of days ago, Celeste, it didn't get reported very much outside the Beltway, Tea Party leaders who are already saying John Boehner is weak. He should go as Speaker. He doesn't stand up for us. They are leaning on him hard to get a giant, giant number to cut, and also the policy riders. Can he bridge that gap between his political base, 50 or 60 strong in the House, and a Democratic president? It's going to be a tough one.
We'll have to see what happens. Todd's Willett, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about the battle over the budget. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.